mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number two. Thank you for joining us. We have Anton Sadanovich joining us in 30 minutes. The UN monitoring U.S. elections. He's been protesting that, and he's running for Congress as a way to expose this and use that as a platform. It's a horrible idea to have the United Nations oversee our elections because it sets them up as the global authority, sets them up as the good guy. I mean, certainly our elections are a total fraud. We've caught the government involved in election manipulation coast to coast. But, again, you don't call in one mafia family to oversee and report on another mafia organization. So we'll talk about that. Then in the third hour, the draft, we'll talk to American Free Press writer Mike Blair about his article, Draft Riots Fear, No Matter Who Wins in November, Draft Will Return. But a caller, Ken, in Georgia, was talking about how Bush in almost every speech has these Freudian slips. Is it being done on purpose? And Kerry's been doing similar things. So let's play that clip again. Go ahead and hit it.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And then Bush says that we're going to create chaos, I mean order out of chaos. And, hey, you know this press conference is scripted. Why are you asking me questions that weren't given me beforehand? I got to wait for this to pop in my ear. It's going to pop in there in a minute. You know, what is all this about? Is it subliminal? I don't know if I'd call this subliminal. I mean, they admit, and if you could take a class in advertising at a university, they'll admit subliminal advertising and techniques are being used. But I would just call this in-your-face programming. Or the question is it just that they are having Freudian slips? I frankly don't know. But Bush claims that he accidentally said things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, so long as I'm the dictator. He said that twice, folks, in just a two-month span a few years ago. I mean, you don't say full sentences, all strung together by accident, and then say it twice. So that is being done on purpose, at least in that case. But, Ken, what else did you want to add?
Bill Clinton at the Democratic Convention did a Freudian slip, and he stated, oh, I hope you play this clip. I hope you find it, and I hope you play it. He stated that the other administration is developing two new nuclear weapons for testing. Then he paused for a second, and he said, on American soil. Then he paused for another second and started his next sentence with, on American soil again.
Well, I think they're talking about how they want to test these mini nukes and start nuclear testing again. But you think he was talking about terrorist attacks here in America or saying the other administration is going to carry out terror attacks? Is that what you're saying?
I believe so. I think that's why he let it out. And I know how they like to tell you before they do things.
They do. They really love it. It's like the Lone Gunman episode where the secret government group hijacks a jet to fly to the World Trade Center for martial law and to attack Iraq. Or the Long Kiss Goodnight in 99. The big Hollywood movie where the secret government group's going to blow up the World Trade Center to blame it on foreign enemies. They love flaunting it in our face.
I hope you look into this. I hope you, if it any way, have the soundtrack to the Democratic Convention. I hope you listen to it.
Actually, I do have tapes of it. I just have to get it and get it online. If somebody can find that and emails it to us, we can post it and play it here on air. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. More calls, more news coming up at 800-259-9231. Don't forget the website, prisonplanet.tv. That's prisonplanet.tv.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, continuing with your phone calls, and then we'll be talking to a gentleman who's running for Congress as a way to illustrate and inform people about the United Nations coming in to oversee our elections. And then, of course, we'll get into the national draft. Now, the feds are gearing up for riots when that draft is put into place next year, according to their plans. We're hoping we can stop it. Right now, let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've got a few questions and maybe a few points to tell you. Is the Digital Angel by, I can't think of the name of the company.
Applied Digital Solutions.
Now, have they been receiving federal funding? And another thing, too, I was reading it utilizes the RFID, but does it also have a barcode in it? Because from what I understand, the barcode developed in the late 50s by IBM, which was a large percentage of it was owned by Rockefeller. And I read a book in the 70s when the barcode came out commercially that the widths, so the lines you have in the barcode, the widths stand for numbers, and on the both ends as well as in the middle of the lines, you have 666.
Yeah, I've actually interviewed the inventor of the barcode, must have been 5-6 years ago, and it only works in a 3-6 combination no matter how you set the barcode up. Just an interesting piece of trivia. But, again, Applied Digital Solutions is only one of, I don't know, seven, maybe eight different implantable tracker chip companies. There have been a bunch of companies for a decade putting it in horses, cows, prize pigs, your dogs, your cats. And so it's old technology, and it's a radio frequency identification code. It's a number code. No, it's not a barcode.
Okay, because I figure, you know, in the future when...
Yeah, that's a visual scanner. A barcode is a visual scanner.
Okay.
The laser reads the width of the lines and the code combinations. With the RFID chip, it's a radio frequency identification device, and so it pings a number.
So
back to the reader.
So it doesn't utilize the 666, or maybe it does. I just don't know too much about it.
Well, I mean, look, what is 666?
666 represents the false trinity, the number of man.
Putting cancer viruses in children's vaccines is 666. I would say the UN kidnapping children is 666. I would say that our troops breathing depleted uranium when the government knows it's hurting them and killing them is 666. People say, oh, the barcode's the mark of the beast because it's got a 666 in it. But, oh, the chip isn't because it doesn't have 666 in it. It's all evil. I mean, I'm a Christian. But even if you're an atheist, you should not want the government to be pushing the general public to take implantable chips. I mean, Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes, and I have this in Road to Tyranny, said every American needs something implanted under the skin so we can all know who's good. I mean, they're really out there pushing it. And Applied Digital Solutions, funny you mention IBM, the majority owner of their debt is IBM. The other majority owner, the second owner, the junior owner, is the People's Liberation Army. The plant that manufactures the chips is in Beijing, China, at a communist military base. That's mainstream news. And Applied Digital is only one company. Motorola's doing it. IBM's doing it. A German company's doing it. A Swiss company's doing it. A Japanese company has got these biochips. And I'm sure you heard 160 Mexican judicial workers had to take the chip to get into work.
Well, I got the article. It was in the back of the business section. It wasn't even front news.
Well, yeah, but on Infowars.com, it was top story. But see, now they're going to make all judicial workers in Mexico take it, and then, oh, all police, and then must have been 6 months ago, I had the European distributor for Applied Digital on, and he said, oh, I talked to the CEO, who we've interviewed, by the way, and he says that all the police are going to have it. It's going to be the world identifier. You're going to have it to buy and sell, and the chip will prevail, was a comment. You will submit to it. Really chilling statements. And he said the cops are going to have to take it. And then suddenly, boom, Florida papers, oh, there's talk of making police take it. And then my cousin in the military has been told they're going to have to get it. So this is really happening. And bottom line, it's bad news, folks.
Well, I'm not putting anything under my skin or in my body that's man-made.
Well, that's fine, Mike, but you're going to have to then pay 30-40% more, because if you have the loyalty chip, you can be trusted, just like the loyalty card. That's an admitted federal plan to train you for this. See, once you have the chip, you're going to get big discounts. So, see, people are going to be economically pressured into doing it, and then they're also, the government's going to have terror groups that claim they're Christian who blow things up in the fight against the chip, and then, oh my gosh, those that are against the chip are terrorists. Why, they blew up the Brooklyn Bridge. Why, they nerve gas the school children. This is what the feds are going to do, unfortunately. We're trying to stop them. And then, see, those that don't want the chip are terrorists. See, those that don't want to go along with the New World Order are terrorists. They're going to, the globalists are going to blow stuff up and then always have the imaginary group claim responsibility and say, we killed the children because we're against the chip. We killed the children because we're against the global government and the world taxation. And then they'll arrest anybody who's against it. That's how they're going to get this done.
Just like to know how and when and if ever will a lot of people wake up.
They are waking up right now, but did you just, I mean, I know you're a smart guy, and the problem is I don't articulate well. Did you just understand what I just said?
I understand.
Well, what did you get from what I just said?
Well, they'll do it through incrementalism and fear.
Exactly. But they will carry out terror attacks and then blame it on these fictitious smoky groups. You know, it'll be like, you know, the Christian Defense Force or the, I'm just making up random names, if there's a real name of that, no connection. They will make up the names of groups that don't exist, who are really cadres of terrorists who work for the globalists. They'll go out and carry out terror attacks and then put out manifestos saying they're against the chip, and then everybody will think, oh my God, you're a terrorist if you don't want the chip, okay? I'm telling you, that's the psychology. So how do we counter that? We expose that now. We explain that paradigm. We cause a mass awakening to that psychological paradigm, and that neutralizes the globalist program. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to William in Oregon. William, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Alex, I just called up to say last night I was watching a great station called Link TV that gives pretty much unfiltered news, and I saw a guy on there who I've heard about, and I did see a thing about him years ago, and he reminded me of you so much, and I'm sure you're aware of him, Bill Hicks.
Yeah, Bill Hicks.
And I just couldn't, I saw so many parallels between you and him, and it was an incredible documentary, very sad that he died from the pancreatic cancer, but I just didn't know if he had a little bit of influence in your life, perhaps. More of a personal question, I guess this is.
You know, I don't agree with Bill Hicks on some of his comments about religion.
Right.
But I do agree with him about the Iraq War and about the New World Order. And I actually knew Bill Hicks, but met him just a few times. I'm friends with the guy that was his producer who lives here in Austin.
Right.
I mean, that's really about it. I mean, I think that...
what I got from it more than anything was the fact that he was tossed off of, edited off of Letterman after four appearances. He actually made 13 and some were actually broadcast. What I saw, considering the time zone in his era, which was, 10, 12 years ago or so, and I think he died in 93, if I'm not mistaken, so it'll be 11 years since he's passed away.
No, but, he died in 95.
Was it 95? And just the censorship factor is where I was going with this whole basic, you know, gist of his, who he was. He was saying things out there that people needed to hear, and he was talking basically about the New World Order and whatnot. So, ahead of his time in a sense, but yet I really see where the media was even clamping down on him, you know, 10, 15 years ago. He was too much for the average late night viewer to deal with. And I don't know, I just sense some of his sincerity and beliefs like I do with you. And I just saw a little parallel there. And that's kind of the gist of my call today. It's so much overwhelming. My brain's on overload like yours is. And it's just never ceased. And I'm just reading this link here on Liberty Think about the Kerry snuff thing, if indeed that's reality. That's just,
Kerry what?
Oh, this snuff thing you got on Prison Planet about the cloak and dagger deal with this on Liberty Think. You've got it on Prison Planet today?
Oh, the claims out there.
Right, the alleged
to it, that they've been blackmailing Kerry.
Well, then I was going further into the Paul Martin, reading about that ship that was grabbed in Nova Scotia with a $13 million worth of cocaine on it. It's just, God, you just can't turn anywhere anymore, I swear. I wish there was a spaceship week, guys like you and I could just go take off and leave this abyss of insanity. It's just constant. It's just overwhelming. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, you can just submit to it and go along with it.
No.
Take your Prozac and, you know.
Yeah, drink my local water system and full of Prozac. Yeah, it's incredible. My heart goes out to the whole world, and I just hope...
It would be neat if there was some new world, you know, some new continent discovered, and the people who wanted to live in freedom could move there. But you know corruption and wickedness would start over almost immediately. It just takes people who are eternally vigilant, and we've had it good so long...
I know.
...that we've forgotten. And so now we're going back into bondage.
Yeah, it seems to be. Well, you know, that's... kind of from a biblical standpoint, the Bible kind of says that, it's kind of like the Bible was written, in my opinion, in some respects, to let people know that they're going to, no matter how much bondage and servitude they're about to be put into, that not to worry, that, you know, when you die, you get to go to heaven, everything's going to be great. Kind of like the Taliban guys, right? You die, you get 73 or 72 virgins when you go up to heaven. And there's this thought that people are going to be, you know, salvation is going to be out there, and maybe it's just a plan to get everybody to toe the line, because I'm starting to think more and more that we're being controlled by something other than mankind. I'm truly starting to get to that point. I never thought I'd get there.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. We'll be right back with more calls, more news. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Got a guest coming up talking about the UN running our elections. At least that's the surface headline. But first, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to, I guess, up next here is Ted in Illinois. Ted, go ahead. Ted, you at your telephone there for me, buddy?
Is it no good?
I can hear you right now.
Okay. Did we definitely rejoin UNESCO?
The United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization.
Yes.
That we never really left. It writes all the policy for the Department of Education and for the EPA. And Reagan, because of massive conservative pressure, did pull out of it in 1982. Lord Bush put us back into it. earlier this year sent his wife to sign the papers in France.
So we are definitely in it. And one more quick question, if I may. The partial birth abortion bill, did they rewrite the language since September of last year, do you know? Or because it was a pretty useless bill last year. And it's kind of hard to find out the exact language of it, how they...
Well, that's the whole debate. You look at it, and it, I mean, has the partial birth abortion stopped? And the answer is no, but it's obviously a move in the right direction. But, again, that's the massive pressure we put on government. They try to give us at least some window dressing.
So there has been a little progress on that one.
It depends on how you look at it, but I read the bill. It's pretty wide open to interpretation.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Ted. Jeremy in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I have like three points I'd like to touch on.
Make them, please.
One of them was I was watching a politician. Sorry, I don't remember who. They're talking about foreign trade helping out global economy. And they made the quote, bring wealth, U.S. I just thought that was very interesting that they just said, bring wealth, U.S., and then carried on with the rest of their speech. They don't say to or from. It just kind of, bring wealth, U.S. Do they, you know, bring wealth from the U.S. to other countries or to the U.S. from other countries?
Well, it's not, it's control. The globalist private banks print the money out of nothing. They're deindustrializing this country on purpose. Then your only job will be being a cop or a soldier or a tattletale squad leader. Or a prison guard. We're shifting over into a different type of economy, a wartime internal police state economy. Even the service jobs are shutting down, and major fast food chains are going belly up. So even the service jobs that were supposed to be our staple are now shutting down. And then just the abject, insane arrogance of Bush saying, oh, exports of jobs is our greatest export. We need to accelerate it. And don't worry, we're going to reclassify the 6 million fast food jobs as high-tech jobs.
Right. I was just thinking it was like one of them quotes that you were just playing on the air, how they say, bring wealth, U.S., and they don't specify. They just kind of...
Well, they're actually starting a new language. I've been noticing it. It's like locally they say they're shutting down Access TV, and when you say you're shutting it down, they go, we never said that. It's just front page of the paper.
You know,
it's we never said there's a Patriot Act 2 when it's introduced for months. We never said there's a plan for a bill when there's 12 versions of it introduced and they're setting up the draft boards. Oh, there's no plan to put a microchip in you. There's just an official plan to put a microchip in you.
Right, right.
It's just all just...
Smoke and mirrors. And...
Well, it's more than that now. I mean, they've reached a level of lying. It's like nobody challenging Rumsfeld when he gets up on TV and says, I never said they had weapons of mass destruction. That's an urban legend.
Right.
I mean, I've got him on tape hundreds of times saying it, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
We're being bathed in lies. We're now, what did George Orwell say? He said that in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And
right.
So now to tell the truth, you know, government isn't God. Government is out of control and corrupt. Oh, he's radical. Did you hear him?
Right, they're brainwashing everybody from birth now, TV and school and everything.
And now they're going to psychologically test every child and adult and forcibly drug us. And I mean, you couldn't make this type of stuff up. It's 10 crazy. Times more hardcore than a Robert Ludlum book.
Yeah, I was watching one of your films, and you addressed the general about drugs, and if that rings a bell for you, which...
Yeah, General Barry McCaffrey.
Right, I remember you asked him the question about when they're going to start talking about this government, you know, and running drugs, and he does his whole speech and story about the baby.
The baby!
Right. I'm wondering, when are people going to say, well, what's that got to do with the question, and, like, re-ask the question?
He goes, well, babies are hurt by it. Drugs. Well,
yeah.
His top guy was caught shipping in the heroin and cocaine. So I held up the Reuters article and said, you guys are dealing the drugs, and he freaked out.
Right.
Boy, he gave me a look when he left that place like he'd love to see me on a spit.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
In just a minute or two, we'll be talking to Anton Sardanovich, who's running for Congress. U.S. State Department invites foreign nations, a United Nations body, to oversee U.S. presidential elections, and he's been out protesting and demonstrating against this in New York. I'm sure you've all heard the U.N., and they won't give us any details. They won't say from what countries right now. They're all going to be over here, quote, overseeing our election, which I'm totally, totally against, and I'll tell you why. Before we go to our guest, though, I want to encourage everybody out there to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv and to watch clips of the films we have to offer, to read about the descriptions of them, and to order some of the videos. Again, 9/11, the road to tyranny. Find out what was really behind 9/11. Part two of that, the masters of terror. Who really controls the terrorist? I carry a bunch of other 9/11 videos by great researchers, George Humphrey, Eric Hupschmidt, and others. So visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get the videos. Or my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, or Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. We have Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership's great video, which is a must-see. Innocence Betrayed, very well produced. It's Discovery Channel quality. breaking down 180 million people killed after the government took their guns. So you need to have this video, and it comes with three free booklets on the Second Amendment, by the way, when you order that, Innocence Betrayed. So 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order or to ask questions about the different specials and videos and books. 1-888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My videos are all $25.95 a piece, the 10 I've made, but they're $20 if you get three or more. They're all over 2 hours long. And some of the other videos are, you know, $19.95, $22, but they're all excellent, and you need to have them. So, again, please take action. If your friends and family are laughing at you about this New World Order, you need to get these videos as tools to educate them. Because we don't just cover our opinion, we cover the facts. All right. For months, there's been a call to have the UN come in and monitor our elections. Now, do the Democrats complain about Diebold and about the other companies' own engineers quitting and going public saying it's a fraud? Or big companies being caught during elections manipulating the votes? Do they call for a paper ballot to be printed out from the electronic machine, which could be done quite easily? No. They block Congressman Rush Holt's bill, who's a Republican, by the way. The League of Women Voters tries to block him from having a record of how we all vote. They don't want his bill to pass. No, instead, it's the false solution of the UN. And then, again, this is like Satan being the watchdog over Beelzebub. We're losing our right to vote. It really is a fraud. The CIA has been caught being involved with at least three of these big five companies. One of the other companies is run by the former head of the NSA. We've interviewed their engineers, the watchdogs. There is a problem. But the Democrats say, let's have the UN in, let's have the fox guard the hen house and watch the weasels. The UN runs around stealing elections, murdering people, overturning governments. They're horrible. They're run by the same people that run this country. So it's a false solution. And a lot of conservatives are saying, so-called conservatives, oh, it's the evil UN, see? The evil Democrats bringing in the UN to take control of America. But it was Colin Powell, this UN body, this EU/UN body, said, we won't come in unless we're invited, and Colin Powell did indeed invite them. So this is all part of the process of setting the UN up as our authority, as our global government body. And joining us is Anton Serdanovich, and his website is antonforcongress.com. We have a link to it on Infowars.com. Mr. Serdanovich, you've been out protesting this, and we appreciate that, and it's good to have you on the show with us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex, and I certainly appreciate being invited.
I gave you my particular view on things. You guys have had some big protests against this. Why are you against this UN body coming in here?
Just a quick note, we did have the opportunity to record our last protest, and it is on my site. So if anyone's interested in that there are people that really do care about this and are willing to get out there and say something vocally in the public, we're out there doing it. I think my particular view, and I don't know that it's completely different from yours, is that I don't necessarily trust the rest of the world to come in and approve our choices for elected office. And what's particularly disappointing is when we elect our people, our congresspersons, to represent us, we elect them because if there is a problem, they should be the ones to come up with a solution. I think if you were to have anyone who would work for you, and they were given a problem to solve, and they went out and just gave it to someone else, you would fire them. That's not their job. Their job is to solve things. And what's worse in this case, there isn't even a problem.
There isn't a problem. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, my opponent, what she is quoting is that she says voters are disenfranchised, her allegations, her charges are directly refuted by the UN, Civil Rights Commission, that they've reviewed the Florida vote, that they didn't, while there were errors and problems, there wasn't this disenfranchisement that they're using to try to bring the UN in and watch what we're doing. And it's also interesting in terms of how would they even do it, or what would the result be? This is certainly a huge country. The amount of manpower to bring in foreign people to monitor every single polling site, and what are we to do if it's a close election? And then France and Germany got together and said, nope, we think there was something inappropriate. What are we supposed to do as a nation?
Well, look, I mean, Canada has the UN there at almost every polling place. They're being brought into this whole global system. And why then is Colin Powell going along with this?
I was very surprised by Colin Powell's action, and I disagree with it.
By the way, I wasn't surprised by it, but...
Well, there we have a difference. But when my friends forwarded that to me, I could not believe it. I did, you know, went online, looked at it, and sure enough, that was true. It's kind of been dropped. I haven't seen him defending it. The person from his office, he didn't come out directly and say it. He sent his assistant secretary, Paul Kelly, to talk to the press. We haven't heard from him directly, and that's very disappointing to me as well. And I'd like to add there's a bit of hypocrisy that's going on in my particular race, because my opponent, who is Carol Maloney, is currently challenging a primary opponent in her race. The person that she's running against in New York City, you need to get 1,250 signatures to get on the ballot. This gentleman got over 2,500 signatures, and she sent in a team of lawyers to review and challenge, and right now he's going to court because they knocked him down to just four signatures under what was needed. And for her to get out there and argue that we have places in this nation where not every vote is counted and people are having their votes suppressed, here she is in her own backyard doing exactly the same thing.
Well, Mr. Serdanovich, I mean, the Democrats are masters at stealing elections. Nobody ever denied that, LBJ, Kennedy, all of them. But again, when this first came up months ago that members of Congress, Democrats, were calling for UN oversight, I said, you watch, Bush is going to do this because the UN is owned and run by the same big institutions that own this country, and they want to set the UN up as the boss in people's minds. The whole Iraq thing is about you didn't follow the UN's orders, so now you have to be invaded. They're the good cop, we're the bad cop. Bush signs on to UNESCO with the UN. We've got the Supreme Court saying that they're going to follow UN rulings. We've got the UN regulating our national parks and monuments. So this is just par for the course, and I was not surprised. I predicted that when the UN said months ago, well, you got to call us in, that Bush said, come on down. And guess what? I predict the UN, just like your Civil Rights Commission, another pack of liberals, is going to certify this election as good. And they'll say there was a few anomalies, a few problems, but the answer is there's more electronic voting machines and no record. You know, it's like the 9/11 Commission. The answer is a giant domestic CIA to take all your freedoms. I mean, I don't think there's any difference between Bush and the Democrats on these issues, and so that's why I think we're going to see the UN here, and they're now coming. I know you've been in the middle of this, researching this for a long time. According to the latest AP article and CNN article I read yesterday, they're saying that we don't even know what countries these people are going to be from. Do you have any details of that?
That's right as well. That goes to a lot of the logistics on how they could even possibly do this. When they do have monitoring of elections, and these are generally in what we would consider developing countries, countries that are first becoming democracies, a lot of the election monitors would be supplied from the United States. So it's kind of, we're looking at potentially the UN saying, okay, we'll monitor your elections, but give us your own people to do it. It's absurd.
Well, it is absurd, but again, this will train us all to see UN monitors here. Of course, they're saying, though, they won't be allowed 50 feet from the polling places, so really it's all kind of a figurehead situation anyways.
I wondered that myself when it did come from the State Department that the UN can send monitors, and this almost bothered me even to a greater degree that we can't. Why is the State Department afraid to take a stand and defend our sovereignty and say, listen, we don't need these monitors? It seems like they're throwing these very minority of people in the House who want this, throwing them a bone to keep them quiet when, as you just pointed out, realistically, what are they going to tell us? And they can't even get close enough to the voting booth to see anything.
But it sends the message, people hear, oh, the UN's here monitoring us. It sets the precedent for that. I mean, the UN is nothing but the receivership or bankruptcy arm of the IMF and World Bank, and that's what I'm trying to get across to you, sir. I mean, I would guess, Mr. Sardanovich, you call yourself a conservative?
Yes, I do.
Well, I mean, Bush isn't conservative. A doubling in the growth of government, open borders, signing on to UN deals. And I'm not saying run out and vote for Kerry, Bush's cousin. All I'm trying to point out here is that we don't even have a conservative party in this country. When we talk about the Republican Party. And, I mean, it's horrible to have the UN here. We should have citizens overseeing the elections, but they won't let us oversee the elections, and they're fighting strenuously to stop the League of Women Voters, is the liberal group, along with the neocons, together in concert, to stop there from being any type of paper ballot in association with these electronic machines. I mean, do you support there being a printed-out copy of how people voted?
Yes, I do. You almost can't predict the situations where data could get lost. The specter of someone hacking in the system and being able to alter the data. I think we need an unalterable paper trail in dire circumstances when something like that might happen.
Well, I agree with you, but see, Chucky Schumer, who helped get the Voter Assistance Act passed. You got Democrats passing it, Bush signing it, $5 billion to force states to put these systems in. And then, meanwhile, you've got the Democrats lobbying that there be no paper trail. But, oh, let's have the UN come in and oversee things. I mean, people should be angry about this, but a lot of Democrats are being sucked in by this because they're really concerned about election fraud, and they should be. Oh, but the UN's going to save us. So it's incredible.
Exactly. And that's you're touching on a lot of what has made me... A lot of issues you discuss in politics, sometimes it's a difference of opinion. In this case, I'm a little more passionate about this. I have a little more of an anger. I think Congress is, or those that are pushing for this, are abdicating their responsibility to make sure our elections are fair within our own rules.
But we shouldn't even have Congress over our elections because they have a hand in it. We should have the citizenry involved. But you try to get involved in an election or monitor these machines, they say it's proprietary. You have no right to look under the hood.
It's also, you're bringing up another point about constitutional issues, because the manner of voting is determined on a state-by-state basis. Well, what we just mentioned earlier, I know New York State is now reviewing, I think, three final vendors for electronic voting, and all of them have paper trails. So New York State has focused on this issue and is making sure that we will have that by our state.
Well, that's good news. I know that seven states have refused to put in the new systems, and there's a huge grassroots awakening to this, and I think this should outrage all Democrats who are at the grassroots concern to cynically see your bosses actually in their actions promoting the lack of transparency in a paper trail while paying lip service to it and then calling for this dog and pony show of the UN coming in here that does nothing more than set them up as the authority in people's minds as a global government.
And when we look at what we learned from the last presidential election when it was so close, one of the strengths of our republic is the fact that we got through it, and we got through it in a legal way without violence. Yes, there was a lot of rhetoric, but in essence there was no army on the streets and protests. What would happen if these UN monitors were around and disagreed with our Supreme Court? I can't even predict what this country would go through.
Well, I think they're just getting us used to the UN being here now, but I agree with you that 4, 8 years, 12 years down the line, we're going to see that exact thing happening. The UN is involved in the 4 or 5 border states trying to stir up kind of like a French separatist movement, this time Mexican separatist movement, as a way to balkanize the Southwest. So the UN is involved at every level trying to break down our sovereignty, and I see Republicans and Democrats greedily, energetically opening the door for this because that's what their bosses have told them to do.
And when it comes to the UN, I don't think, I'm not sure where the disconnect has happened that people would adopt them as this unbiased view of what's going on in this world. I think they're very biased. Every country is interested in their own self-interest.
And the United Nations is a pack of murdering scum.
Absolutely. I don't disagree. The majority of members are dictatorships where they're sitting idly by while people are being uprooted and murdered in the Sudan. They sat by while it's happened in Africa countless times.
Rwanda, Middle East, all over the place.
Absolutely.
But Timor.
Anytime, of course, the U.S. wants to try to do something right, then that's when you'll hear them shout.
But again, then later they take control of the countries that we take over.
And certainly that has happened.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop. Okay, well, on the website, AntonForCongress.com up in New York, I think you'd obviously be better than the other candidate, and I appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll come back and blitz through some calls. We'll get to Johnny and Frank and Jay and others. We've got another guest coming up talking about the national draft, some new developments you don't want to miss. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Notice the Republicans are bringing in the UN, and the Democrats are bypassing all the real issues of election fraud, which they're all intimately involved in. Again, when you go to the facts, not the rhetoric, it's one big game. It's theater, my friends. Johnny in Texas, then Jay and others. Johnny, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Hope you're having a great day.
Well, thank you, sir. I am. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm just trying to get through this smoke. It's just terrible here in Austin. Absolutely terrible. Listen, I have a question, two things real quick. What is your opinion of the footage that's on letsroll911.org?
Well, let me stop you. By smoke, what do you mean?
Oh, well, I live out here in Lakeway, and I've got about a 30-mile view back towards the city, and it is just a massive cloud of smoke over the entire region.
Yeah, that's the agricultural fires in Mexico.
It's just something.
It happens every year. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, it's really tearing me up real bad.
Yeah, me too. But you were talking about the footage. There's a lot of footage on Phil Jahan's website.
It just amazed me. I went and looked at this, and I kept looking at this loop and looking at this loop and looking and looking, and you can actually see as the plane approaches the engine or right under the pod that's attached to the bottom of the fuselage, you can see a bright light start to light up and glow, and then you see this missile fire out of the front of this pod. And it's, you know, it's like the fire you would see out of the end of a gun barrel. It just, boom, you see the fire, and then the plane hits. It's just incredible.
Well, certainly there's something on that video, and we talked about this in Paul Watson's book. There's a chapter on it, and it's something really is going on there.
Have you seen that footage yet?
Of course I have, sir.
Yeah, okay, great.
We've interviewed Mr. Jahan, and we've written a book about it. A book we published a year ago.
I was stunned, actually, to see that, because it's unequivocal, irrefutable evidence of what's happened. And it's terrible. People need to see that and look at it and judge for themselves. I saw another thing about how the U.S. Supreme Court had unequivocally rejected any reporter's rights to First Amendment privilege in the context of a grand jury acting in good faith. I've got this posted, mastersofterror.net. If anybody wants to go out and read it, please do. This is another example of our First Amendment rights. They're gone. It's not like they're going to take them.
Well, the Supreme Court has said they can come in your house without a warrant, do knock and talks. The Supreme Court has said they can take your land without paying you for it. But, hey, the same Supreme Court said that black people weren't human beings. You know, I don't have to follow their rulings that they're unconstitutional and evil, and I'm not going to. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Johnny. Jay in Colorado, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I saw it on your website, but I didn't hear you talk about it today, about the new hiring they did over in Washington, the CIA director. Wasn't he the same guy who was meeting with the head of Pakistani intelligence on 9/11 with Senator Graham?
Yes, he was, and he's a great guy for him.
Yeah, well, I also like the timing of Tennant's resignation. He ended his last day, it was on Sunday, and the report about the Iraqi intelligence came out on Monday. They stuck that in the lap of the interim guy, just for this guy Goss to come in after that's blown over.
Well, they're also trying to blame the CIA. The CIA, Dick Cheney went there and ordered them to lie. I mean, that's public.
Right, right.
And so they made Tenet fall on his sword when Tenet, you know, wasn't the boss.
Who do you think they're going to have for the big czar job down there if they run that through?
I don't know. The new giant domestic intelligence agency that's outside Congress, I don't know who the head of that will be.
I thought it would be Porter Goss, but he's already got a job, I guess, now.
Porter Goss, what a piece of work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't even run some kind of a... Or he got his money before he got into politics in some rag down in Florida, one of those, like, Inquirer-type magazines.
He's an intelligence boy.
Yeah, he's a real good guy.
Yep. Great. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.